As I record this, I literally just got out of seeing the Death and Return of Superman, or I should say the Death of Superman and Reign of the Superman Fathom Event double feature. I had already seen the Death of Superman once before at home, but I decided I could not pass up the opportunity to see Superboy on the big screen. He is one of my two favorite DC characters, as I have said, one of my overall favorite comic characters, period. I wasn't going to miss this. All right, so I'm going to give some spoilers, some overview thoughts of both movies. I want to start with saying, let me say this negative, get it out of the way, because it's a negative with an asterisk. Some of the art, some of the character design, some of the art, at times you could see a fairly heavy, I don't even know if it's heavy, but you could see an anime influence. Now, the reason I call that a negative is because I'm not that into anime. It was just something I never could get into. I've tried it a few times. I just didn't get into it. So the style doesn't, when more anime tropes are there, and not a huge fan of those scenes, but it's not something that's constant, and it definitely did not ruin the experience for me. And I hesitate to even call, I mean, it's a negative for me, but if you're a fan of anime, it's not going to be a negative for you. So take that for what it's worth. All right. The Death of Superman, part one. Okay. I am going to talk spoilers. If you haven't seen them yet, maybe hold off on listening to this. The Death of Superman, overall, I liked it. Overall, felt really true to the spirit of the original Death of Superman comic book. I would say a negative I had was probably it took a little too long to get to what I thought was the meat of the story, you know, being the Battle of Doomsday. Of course, had they jumped to that, the movie would have been all of 30 minutes. And instead of north of 80, I think it was. Now, once it actually got to the Doomsday battle, first of all, in the comics, Doomsday does tear apart the Justice League, and they do that again here. Doomsday just mops the floor with the entire league. The difference is, in the comics, it was B-listers at best, and probably lower than that, who were the league at the time, and so it did not surprise me that Doomsday just demolished them. Here, this was the A-listers. This was Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, Batman, Flash, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, Martian Manhunter. And he just crushes them. And I gotta say, to be fair, part of me is like, okay, I feel like this lineup of the league would hold their own against Doomsday a little more. That said, they had to get to the one-on-one battle. That's the whole reason we're there, is to see that. And that one-on-one battle did not disappoint. It was really well done. Seeing it on the big screen was awesome. There's this part where Superman and Doomsday are fighting each other on the bridge, and that looked incredible. I loved that action sequence when they were on this bridge fighting, and you get a mix of Superman having to save people as well as fight Doomsday. Really well done, showing how he's just always trying to be the hero. I really like that. But just, again, this bridge scene was just awesome. Just awesome. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and spoil these. There was four credit scenes, and those credit scenes do tease something that the movie did throughout, of the four Supermen who are going to be in the next movie. All right, speaking of the next movie, as I record this, it's not out yet. It's coming out tomorrow, or really I should say today, as I post it digitally, and then in a couple weeks on Blu-ray and to DC Universe, which, again, was my original plan, was since I already have DC Universe, I was just going to watch it there. So if you have DC Universe, you can hold off, save your 15 or 20 bucks or whatever the movie's going to cost, and check it out in a couple weeks. But, okay, again, because I know Death of Superman's been out for a while, final spoiler warning for the Reign of the Superman. Now, I feel like it's important to say I loved this story as it was happening. I didn't get to read every single issue as it came out, but I got as many of them as I could. And then eventually this massive trade paperback came out, and it was called The Return of Superman. And I loved it. I read it repeatedly as a kid, so I know this story really, really well. Here's the thing. This movie captured the spirit of that story. Yes, it absolutely had some differences. And then, you know, it captured the spirit so good. Superboy was perfect. I have no complaints about Superboy. He was awesome. Same with Steel. Same with the Eradicator, even. Cyborg Superman, I'm not going to say he was perfect. They did a lot with him. They definitely got some moments right, including him talking with Lois and basically in it, his attempt to convince her of who that he really is, Superman, of his memory loss and his memories being fuzzy. That was so true to the comics. Speaking of the comics and true to him, there's a number of Easter eggs to famous covers throughout that era, including many that were like, each of the four Supermen had a book during that time, and like their first cover of those runs were homaged in this movie really well. But that said, Cyborg Superman in the comics, he ends up working with, well, what you think is with Mongol, and it really becomes Mongol's working for him. Not often you see a Mongol forced to bow down and kiss somebody's ring, or kiss somebody's hand, I should say, but that's what happened in this comic. Here, Cyborg Superman never really rises to that level. He ends up being a pawn for Darkseid. Okay, fine. It worked for the story, but I will say, add to it some pacing problems. It just felt like they were flying through. Where the first movie felt a little slow, the second movie felt like they were just flying through it to get through everything. And hey, in their defense, they had a lot of ground to cover. But so Cyborg Superman, I didn't feel like he was quite as menacing as maybe he should have been. But overall, still really great. You definitely 100% get the black suit Superman, the return of Superman. You even get it. I mean, he looks just like he did in the comic. Just like it. So cool. At the end, they even kind of did their version of how Superman was, or I should say of how Clark Kent was rescued. In the comics, Clark was thought to be missing in the Battle of Doomsday along with a number of other people. And the Matrix Supergirl, who is the shapeshifter, actually posed as Superman while Clark was pulled out of the rubble. Here, they did the same thing. They just used Martian Manhunter as that shapeshifter, which worked perfectly fine. They also mentioned Superboy being going by the name Connor and with the Kents. I didn't say anything about Steel. I should say Steel, voiced by Cress Williams, a.k.a. Black Lightning on television. No complaints. He, like Superboy, just felt perfect to me. He was a Steel. When Steel first came in the comics, his armor was very basic. And eventually he upgraded it so it was more powerful. And this was clearly a more powerful version of that armor. But it's okay. It was really good. I really liked it. Overall, I highly recommend you watch these two if you haven't seen them. If you live in the US and you have access to DC Universe, again, both movies, I mean, Death of Superman's on there, The Reign of the Superman's going to be on there in a couple of weeks. Otherwise, you know, check out the Blu-rays or check it out on iTunes or Amazon or however you buy your digital movies. I highly recommend you see these. I think overall they did a really good job with it. Not an easy story to adapt. Not an easy story to adapt, especially the second part. And again, yeah, it felt a little rushed, but I really enjoyed myself, and I think you likely would too. All right, if you did have a chance to see these, let me know what you thought. Brentac Prime on Twitter.